The U.S. government is $14.3 trillion in debt. And when we first neared that 12-0 trillion dollar mark in 1981, President Ronald Reagan said that the height of our debt amounted to a stack of $1,000 bills about 67 miles high. That's somewhere in the thermosphere. Today, that pile of $1,000 bills would be floating in space more than 900 miles above the Earth. There aren't any $1,000 bills in circulation anymore. So here's an astronomical analogy about today's debt. If you stack up $14.3 trillion $1 bills, that pile would stretch to the moon and back twice. Unless you're Buzz Aldrin, that's hard for most of us to visualize. How big a number can our brains process? For help with this gargantuan problem, we turn to our math guy, Keith Devlin of Stanford University. He joins us from the campus there in Palo Alto. Keith, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Good morning.
So what is the biggest number that human beings can really comprehend?
Seven, actually, Scott. That means that it's quite a bit short of the national debt. Now, if you show someone, an adult person, up to seven objects, they will instantly be able to recognize how many there are. If the collection's bigger than seven, we have to visualize them as in groups, or we have to count them.
But, I mean, does that even apply to Stephen Hawking or you, for that matter?
That's just a basic feature of the human brain. And in fact, we were only able to sort of develop all of our science, technology, architecture and so forth because we invented numbers around 10,000 years ago.
Is there some kind of innate ability in human beings that helps us recognize number groups, or do we have to be taught, to quote the old song from South Pacific?
Young children, within a couple of days of birth, certainly exhibit an understanding of the numbers 1, 2 and 3. If you show a very small child a collection of three things and then distract them when you take one thing away, they will know instantly that one thing's been removed. But it really does come down to having numbers. Without numbers, we would be essentially innumerate in all senses of the word.
So when we say 14.3 trillion, though, I mean, is that such a fantastic number it's meaningless to most of us?
It's essentially meaningless. I mean, people often say this is an astronomical number. Well, it's actually way beyond astronomical. The best estimates the astronomers have is that there are about 200 billion stars in the Milky Way and about 150 billion galaxies. But the human body has about 100 trillion cells in it. So the human body has seven times more cells than the national debt. So the national debt is like, you know, equivalent to one leg or something like that.
I think we probably ought to avoid all anatomical analogies. But what kind of analogy would you use to help us understand?
Dollar bills is good. Mm-hmm. A dollar bill is slightly more than 16 square inches. And I like to think of it as carpeting an area. For example, if you take 1 million $1 bills, that'll cover roughly two football fields. Mm-hmm. Take $1 billion bills, that's about 4 square miles. So a small town, my guess is the Stanford campus is probably about 4 square miles. So I can imagine carpeting the Stanford campus with $1 billion bills.
I believe it is.
That's
the parents paying for tuition.
But if you go all the way to the national debt of 14.3 trillion, appropriately enough, I think, that would exactly cover President Obama's home state of Illinois.
But Keith, if they're actually to do that, they'd never get that money out of Chicago.
I'm glad you said that, but I was thinking it, Scott.
Weekend Edition's math guy, Keith Devlin, joining us from the campus of Stanford, where one way or another, the campus is paved with gold.
Thanks, Scott. I can see you've got my number.
I believe that's a theme from The Magnificent Seven, right? You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.